下午要来查考，永不改变的信心。
Thank God, this afternoon we will study the topic, the unchanging faith.
在近几年来，我们知道，很多的地震，很多的天灾。
In recent years, we know that there are many natural disasters and calamities.
很多人在灾难当中，他们向神呼喊。
Many people cried out to God in midst of these disasters.
说神啊，你在哪里？
They asked God, "Where are you?"
你为什么要让这个悲剧来发生呢？
Why do you allow this tragedy to unfold?
有些人对于神失去了信心了。
Some lost faith towards God.
在今生，我们难免会遇到种种的灾难。
In this world, in our life, it is inevitable that we will encounter these tragedies.
当我们面对灾难的时候。
In the face of these disasters,
是不是我们的信心还能够坚持到底呢？
Can our faith still stand strong?
那我们来看看启示录里头谈到的一个教会。
So in the book of Revelation, it talks about a church.
在启示录第二章。
In Revelation chapter 2,
第八节到十一节。
Verse 8 to 11.
这里谈到了一个士美拿的教会。
Here it talks about the church in Smyrna.
这个教会是处在一个极艰难的环境里面。
The church of Smyrna operate under a very difficult environment. 在
第九节呢提到他们有患难。
In verse 9, it talks about tribulation.
他们的生活贫穷。
Talks about poverty.
他们也受到很多人的毁谤。
And they suffered from blasphemy.
甚至于被下到监牢里面。
And they were even imprisoned because of that.
这个教会面临这么多的灾难。
In facing so many difficulties.
为什么他们的信心能够坚持到底呢？
How is it that they can continue to keep their faith?
那么这里给我们很多的教训。
Here allow us to learn many teachings.
使我们呢能够坚持我们的信心。
So that we too may hold on to our faith.
我们请看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第八节，你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说，在这里谈到主耶稣要约翰写信给士美拿教会。
Here God instructed Elder John to write a letter to the church in Smyrna.
那么主耶稣一开始就自我介绍。
In the beginning, Jesus introduced himself.
说他就是那首先的、末后的。
He is the first and the last.
主耶稣他是一个创造主。
Jesus is a creator.
世界是从他开始的。
The world started from him.
将来世界的毁灭也在他的手上。
And in the end, the destruction of the world is in his hands.
所以整个命运掌握在主耶稣的手中。
So the destiny of the world and us is in his hands.
国家的命运也是如此。
The conclusion, the destiny of a nation is in his hands.
当然，我们个人的命运也在主的手中。
So for sure, our own destiny is in his hands.
当我们蒙主耶稣拣选的时候，
when we are chosen by Jesus Christ,
主耶稣已经为我们规划好美好的人生。
Jesus had already planned out a wonderful life for us.
在主里头，我们的一生是绝对成功的。
In the Lord, we will be successful in our life.
只要我们愿意来持守神的道理。
As long as we are willing to keep his teachings.
但是在我们一生当中，
but throughout our life,
难免也会有一些考验。
We will encounter trials.
好像创世纪中的约瑟。
Just as the Joseph in the book of Genesis.
他年轻的时候敬畏神。
When he was young, he feared the Lord.
神借着异梦让他明白他的人生的未来。
And through special visions and dreams, God allowed him to understand his future.
对他帮助很大。
And that had helped him much.
后来他被出卖，当作奴隶。
Later on, he was betrayed into slavery.
一下子他的生命的命运改变了。
All of a sudden, his whole life changed.
在这个时候，我们看到他没有埋怨。
At this point in time, we do not see him complain.
他一样的敬畏神。
He continues to fear the Lord.
所以连他的主人都看得出来说，哎呀，这个人心中有神啊。
And even his master could see that in his heart there is God.
但是好景不长。
But then the good fortune did not last long.
后来又被主人呢，他来陷害。
He was later on betrayed by the the wife of his master.
结果下入监牢了,
and he was imprisoned.
但是我们也看到他没有埋怨,
but again, he did not complain.
所以他能够得到神给他的恩赐，能够解梦。
And so he received the gift of interpreting dreams.
也因为这样子，他替法老王解梦。And
because of this gift, he was able to interpret the Pharaoh's dream.
后来就被提升当为宰相。
And later on, he was promoted into a prime minister.
等到他的哥哥们要向他买粮食。
Until the time when his brothers came to purchase food.
哥哥们才发现说，我的弟弟当了宰相了。
That only then did his brother discover that he became the prime minister. They were afraid.
在这个时候啊，约瑟跟他们这样说。
At this point in time, Joseph told his brother.
我们来看创世纪50章。
Let's turn to Book of Genesis, chapter 50.
创世纪啊，50章。
Genesis chapter 50.
50章，请看19节。
Verse 50, chapter 50, verse 19.
19节，约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？” 20节。
从前你们的意思是要害我的，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。这个约瑟说的这番话。So here are the words of Joseph.
让我们明白，他的信心永远没有改变。That
we understood his faith had never changed.
所以他明白，他所遭遇的原来就是为了要成就这个救人的性命。
So he understands what he had encountered is for the future to save many people's lives.
所以我们的一生啊,
so throughout our life,
要怎么样能够, 走在主的道路上,
how can we walk on the path of God?
这个是很重要的,
this is important.
走在主的道路上面,
to walk on the path of God,
我们呢, 就不怕任何的这个遭遇,
then we will not be afraid of disasters.
So, 以弗所书的第五章,
so in Book of Ephesians chapter 5,
第五章的17节,
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17,
这里提醒我们,
here it reminds us,
说不要做糊涂人, 要明白主的旨意如何, 这个是很重要的,
this is also important.
无论在任何的环境之下,
In whatever circumstance we might be in,
我们绝对不要糊涂了,
let us not be ignorant.
那怎么样不糊涂呢?
How can we not be confused?
这里说说要明白主的旨意啊。
We must understand the will of God.
借着祷告,
through our prayer,
借着读经,
through Bible reading,
借着听到,
through sermon listening,
我们就容易明白主的旨意。
Then it becomes easy for us to know the will of God.
那这样能够引导我们的一生。
And in this way, we have guidance so that our faith will not change.
这个时代这个环境变化得很快。
In this generation, things change very rapidly.
的确，我们的计划赶不上这个环境的变化。
Our plans are often does not catch up with the change in environment.
但是我们相信。
But we believe.
我们信靠主耶稣。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
他会引导我们的脚步。
And that He will guide our footsteps.
有一位传道娘。
There is a pastor's
wife. 原本要搭飞机啊去。 探访他的孩子,
she scheduled a flight to visit her children.
她出门的时候都祷告了,
before she left, she prayed.
祷告完之后,
but after her prayer,
准备出门了,
when she prepared to,
to leave, 突然之间电话来了,
but then all of a sudden, a phone call rang.
她的孩子跟她讲说, 妈妈,你不要那么早来。
His children tells her that don't come so early.
你改为下一个班机。
Can you change for the next following flight?
她就这么做了。
And so she arranged it that
后来才知道,
and then afterwards she discovered
原来要搭的那个班机啊, 失事了。
That her original flight had an accident.
真的没有人知道说几分钟以后要发生什么事情。
Truly no one knows what's going to happen a few minutes later.
只有主耶稣知道。
Only Jesus knows.
所以说我们一生的路一定要认定主耶稣。
So in our walks of life, we must recognize Jesus.
他会引导我们的道路。
And he will guide our footsteps.
所以我们无论出门或是回家都要祷告。
So whether before we leave home or return home, we should pray.
出门的时候求主来带领我们。
Before we go out, let's ask God to guide us.
回家的时候我们感谢主的带领。
And after we return, let us thank God for his guidance.
所以说我们一定要明白 主耶稣是我们生命的主。
So we must recognize that Jesus is the Lord of our life.
我们再看启示录的第二章。
So let's turn back to Revelation chapter
2. Chapter
2, verse 8.
主耶稣又自我的介绍。
Jesus self-introduced.
我就是那死过又活的。
I am he who was dead and came to life.
人死而又活，这是不可能的事情啊。
It is impossible for man to die and then resurrect.
但是因为主耶稣他是生命的主。
But because Jesus is the Lord of life,
所以他能够死而又活。
So that is why he died and resurrected.
不可能的事情在主的里面呢是无所不能的。
What is impossible to man is possible to God.
这就是我们信仰的重心。
So this is the essence of our faith.
所以保罗常常提醒众人啊。
So Paul often reminded the congregation.
耶稣已经复活了。
That Jesus had resurrected.
你们为什么不信呢？
Why don't you believe?
这就是我们信仰的一个依靠。
So this is a reliance in our faith.
我们主耶稣复活了。
That our Jesus, Lord Jesus resurrected.
我们有这样的认识。
Once we have this recognition,
我们的信心就不改变了。
Then our faith will be unwavering.
在这个时代。
In this generation.
很多人患了忧郁症。
Many people suffer from depression.
有很多人睡不着觉。
Many people cannot fall asleep.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他遇到难题了。
Because he encountered difficulties.
他无所依靠。
And he has no one to rely on.
医生帮不了他。
The doctors cannot help him.
家人帮不了他。
His family cannot help him.
怎么办呢？
What should he do?
假如他认识主耶稣的话。
But if he had known Jesus.
他就不会说睡不着觉。
Then he would not have insomnia.
旧约时代。
In the Old Testament,
有一个以色列王,
there was a Israel king.
接到一封信,
he received a letter.
要求他来医治那个他们的元帅的大麻风,
that in a request to cure the general of their army.
这个以色列王看到这封信,
when the king of Israel saw this letter,
气得衣服都撕破了,
he was so angry that he teared his garments.
岂有此理啊。
So how can this be?
我又不是神啊,
I am not God.
我怎么能够叫死人死活?
How can I resurrect the dead?
他真的很生气。
So he was very angry.
或许他已经好几天没有睡觉了。
Perhaps he haven't slept for days.
就在那个时候啊,
But during that time,
伊丽莎来了。
The prophet Elisha came.
伊丽莎跟他讲啊,
Elisha told him,
你把那个元帅带到我这边。
That bring the general to me.
我要让他知道以色列中间有先知。
I would allow him to know that there is prophet in Israel.
以色列国有神啊。
That in Israel there is a God.
先知的信心。
The faith of the prophet.
来医治了这个元帅的大麻风。
Cure the leprosy of this general.
所以我们今天要相信。
So today we must believe.
在人所不能的。
What is impossible to man.
在神凡事都能。
In God all things are possible.
我们若是相信这件事情。
If we believe in this.
我们在这一生当中虽然遇到患难。
Then throughout our life, although we encounter difficulties,
主耶稣的确是我们的依靠了。
But in fact, Jesus is our reliance.
有一天啊，我的姐姐跟我讲。
One day, my older sister told me.
她说她要离婚了。
She said, "I want to divorce."
我跟她讲不可以的。
I told her, "You cannot."
我们信耶稣不可以离婚。
We who believe in Jesus Christ, we cannot divorce.
因为我的姐夫啊是外邦人。
For my brother-in-law is a Gentile.
他已经逼迫我姐姐三十多年了。
And he had persecuted my sister 30 some years.
我姐姐受不了了。
My sister can no longer stand it.
所以她说她要离婚了。
So she said I want to divorce.
但是我跟我姐姐讲。
But I told my sister.
我们不可以这样子。
We cannot do.
我们要依靠主耶稣。
We must rely on Jesus.
我跟她讲。
I told her.
保罗还没信主以前。
Before Paul believed in Christ,
他是逼迫信耶稣的。
He persecuted those who believed in God.
主耶稣有办法一夜之间改变了他。
Jesus had the power to change a person overnight.
所以我劝告我的姐姐。
So I encourage my sister.
我们信主的人不可以提出离婚。
Let us not bring divorce.
我们把这个难题交给主耶稣。
Let us give this difficult question to God.
我姐姐也接受了。
And my sister accepted.
所以我们就为这个事情不断的祷告。
So we continuously pray for this matter.
主耶稣真的是听祷告的主。
Jesus Christ is a God who listens to prayers.
不久之后，
not after
long, 我的姐夫生病了。
My brother-in-law was sick.
住院了。
He was hospitalized.
那么很奇妙的。
But miraculously,
我们福音组的弟兄姐妹呢，竟然传福音传到我姐夫那个病房。
That the gospel team of our church preached to her sick bed.
向我姐夫介绍耶稣。
and introduced to my brother-in-law Jesus. My brother-in-law was against Christ.
竟然很奇妙,
but very, very miraculously, he accepted Jesus. That very night, he attended the evangelical event of the hospital.
想不到布道会最后结束的祷告,
and we didn't expect that after the prayer of that evangelical service, that my brother-in-law, doing her his first prayer, he received the Holy Spirit, and my sister was overjoyed. So she called me.
我真是难以置信,
that this is unbelievable. Because I have spoken about the gospel with my husband, and he was against it. But now he received the Holy Spirit. So I called one of the pastors. Is this really true that my brother-in-law received the Holy Spirit? And the pastor said that is correct. Thank God. So I rushed to the hospital. And my brother-in-law is willing to speak about Christ with me.
慕道半年之后,
so after 6 months of truth-seeking,
负责人问他说, 你要不要信耶稣?
The council member asked him, do you want to believe in Christ?
他说愿意啊,
he said, I am willing.
啊, 负责人跟他讲, 要全部, 偶像要全部除掉,
so the council member asked him to remove all of the idols.
他很乐意地说, 没问题, 全部除掉,
and gladly he agreed.
就这样我姐夫信主了。
So this is the way my brother-in-law came to believe. And even my nephew could not believe that my father believed in Christ. So from this event, I have this deep feeling that our Lord is the Lord that resurrects the dead. So we must come to recognize our Lord. He's the one who died and resurrected. So let's return to Revelation chapter 2.
啊, 第九节,
chapter 2, verse 9.
这里说到, 我知道你的患难,
it says, I know your tribulation.
我们会不会觉得奇怪了?
Do we feel odd?
常常听布道会的道理,
we often listen to the sermons in evangelical service. The minister emphasized that there is peace in believing Christ. There is blessings in believing in Jesus. But here it tells us that there is tribulation in believing Jesus. How can this be? Why did Jesus say, I know of your tribulation? This is what the Bible said. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 19. Sorry, Jeremiah chapter 29.
29章11节,
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
耶和华说, 我知道我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念, 不是降灾祸的意念, 要叫你们末后有指望。 这里告诉我们,
so here it tells us,
我们的神向我们怀的意念是平安的意念,
the thoughts of our Lord towards us is thoughts of peace and not of evil.
就好像我们做父母的,
just as parents,
孩子那么乖巧,
our children are very
submissive.
Do you cane them?
不会的,
you won't. It is only that when we are
mischievous
that our mother will cane us.
同样的道理,
in the same token, the thoughts of our Lord towards us is thoughts of peace. Do not think that he puts us in tribulation on purpose. When tribulation befalls, there is a special will of God. There is a brother Yang. His wife bore a daughter. After she was born, she could not drink milk.
一直哭,
and she kept crying. And she cannot take any food.
啊, 你看一个小婴孩啊,
a infant
几天不吃饭, 就快饿死了,
would starve to death if she hadn't eaten.
有一天晚上,
there was one
杨弟兄,
night
发现糟糕了，我的孩子快死掉了。
The brother discovered that my daughter is almost dead.
也医不好。
And the doctors can't do anything.
我的孩子灵魂要得救啊。
And he thought to himself, my child's soul must be saved.
赶快打电话给负责人。
So he hurry up and call the council member.
所以你们赶快来啊。
Come quickly.
帮助我的孩子特别洗礼。
And help give a special baptism to my daughter.
我的孩子快死了。
For my child is almost dead.
啊，教会就赶紧的特别为他的孩子施洗。
So the church hurry and organize a baptism.
真的是很意外。
And it was truly miraculous.
洗礼起来的时候。
That after the child was baptized,
孩子病竟然好了。
The illness of the child was healed.
这是奇异的恩典。
This is an amazing grace.
让这个杨弟兄更深的感受。
That brother Yang deeply felt
主的全能。
That the authority of God.
他的信心大大的增加。
And his faith was greatly increased.
不过我们有时候在患难的时候。
But sometimes in the midst of tribulation.
我们当然向主祷告。
Of course we pray to God.
但是我们的祷告。
But our prayer,
主不一定照我们的意思啊。
Might not be fulfilled in our own way.
就好像保罗一样。
Just as Paul.
保罗身上一根刺。
There was a thorn on Paul's body.
刺到底是什么呢
？What is this thorn?
有人是他患了这个眼的疾病。
People say that it might be an illness to the eyes.
有人说他是患了癫痫病。
Some people think he had epilepsy.
不管如何，这个病。那保罗非常的痛苦。
But no matter what it is, this throne caused much pain to Paul.
保罗自己说他三次祷告。
Paul had prayed for three times.
主耶稣竟然说，这个刺呢不拿掉。
But Jesus replied him that he will not remove it.
但是我的恩典够你用。
But my grace is sufficient for you.
所以让我们明白。
So we may understand.
患难有它的好处。
There are goods to tribulations.
后来保罗知道了。
Later on, Paul realized
这根刺是提醒他。
This throne is to remind him.
因为他的恩是很大。
For he received much gifts.
魔鬼想要吞吃他。
The devil want to devour him.
所以这根刺是在提醒他。
So this throne serves as a reminder.
恩是很大，要更谦卑啊。
That the greater your gifts are, the more humble you need to be.
所以我们知道，这患难是对我们有好处的。
So we may understand tribulation has good for us.
所以我们信主的人更明白。患难的意义是什么
？So those of us who believe may come to know what it means to suffer tribulation.
就不会动摇了。
And in this way, our faith is unwavering.
我们再看启示录第二章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 2.
第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
这里又提到说，我知道你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
Here it mentions like I know of your poverty, but you are rich.
这意思说你外在贫穷，内在是富足的。
This means outwardly you are poor, but inwardly you are rich.
外在的贫穷不可怕。
Outward poverty is not to be feared.
怕的是内在的贫穷。
What is fearful is the inner poorness.
主耶稣在世上。
When Jesus was in the world,
他过着贫穷的生活。
He lived a life of poverty.
他连放枕头的地方都没有。
He didn't have a place to lay his pillows.
他需要缴税的时候。
When he needs to lie down.
他叫他的门徒去钓鱼，在鱼的口里头拿一个银子出来。
He asked his disciples to fish, and from the mouth of the fish, he gathered a coin.
当他需要的时候。
When he needed.
天父为他解决难题。
The Father in heaven solved his problems.
所以他是贫穷却活得喜乐的。
So he was poor, but he was joyful.
今天我们看这个世上的人。
Today, when we look at the people on earth,
很多人是有钱人啊。
There are many rich people.
但是他内在是贫穷的。
But inwardly, they are poor.
有一次我看到报纸。
One time when I read the newspaper.
那个社会版啊，那个一张照片，很大的照片。
The so column for society, there's a big picture.
很漂亮的一个花园的这个别墅。
There is a mansion and with a very beautiful garden.
但是发生了悲剧了。
But tragedy happened.
这个主人啊，把太太杀了。
The owner of the property killed his own wife.
把孩子全部杀了。
And also his own children.
然后用自己做了一个焚化炉，把他们烧掉了。
And he built a furnace to burn their remains.
然后自己自杀了。
And he later on killed himself.
那个报纸上是这样报道。
And so this was what was
said
in the newspaper. Why would this tragedy happen?
因为家庭不和睦。
For the family was not harmonious.
这个主人呢，不晓得怎么解决。
the owner of the family does not know how to solve the problem. So he lived a very painful life. And so he decided to go on this path. He was rich outwardly. But he was very poor inside. And this is pitiful. But it is different for us who believe. Outwardly, we might be poor. But we are rich inside. During our difficulties, we can solve these problems. There was an Aboriginal member in the living in the mountains. He was a council member. And he had many fruit trees. Sometimes the fruits were not harvested. So he went to have a part-time job. But in 6 months, he could not find any position. And he almost spent all his money. So he and his wife knelt down to pray.
主啊,
he prayed to God, what should I do? How will you solve this problem?
哎,他说,
and the Holy Spirit moved him. That at night gather some natural produce.
哎,就他真的呼气就去山上了。
So the couple went on into the mountains.
找了一整天,
and they could not find anything throughout the day.
哎,那他们是奇怪,祷告就是这样的感动啊。
But they felt very perplexed, but because this is what the prayer told them. So they prayed again, saying, Lord, we cannot find anything. The Holy Spirit again moved them. If you walk on a smooth path, then you can't find anything. Or walk on paths that no one traveled. And these are steep and jagged roads. So they went out again. And very miraculous. On their way, they found a very precious natural medicine. And so when they went to sell this
这个美金大概6000块
It was worth about $6,000 US. And overnight solved his financial problems. So we do not know how God will help us with our problems. But we have faith that Lord Jesus will solve our problems. So what is important is inside we must have a strong faith. It is not fearful to be poor outside. If we have this recognition, then our faith will be unwavering. In chapter
2,
verse
9,
it also says, So within the church,
有一些人自称为说,哎呀,我这个是老信徒啦。
Some people consider themselves as old members.
哎,常常就自以为是啊。
And they are full of themselves.
来毁谤,来论断一些弟兄姐妹。
And they blaspheme against the members.
主耶稣说,这些不是真正的信徒。
Jesus said that these are not true believers.
这些是撒旦一党的人啊。
These are a synagogue of
Satan.
They belong to Satan.
So the
Bible tells us clearly, those that judge, those that are that strife are not coming from God. So where do they come from? Book of James chapter
3.
James chapter
3.
James chapter 3 verse
14. 若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。15节，这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情义的，属鬼魔的。这里讲得很清楚。Here
is very clear.
那些嫉妒纷争的是属鬼魔的。Those
that are bitter envy and self-seeking, they belong to demons.
是属情义的。They
belong to sense.
所以16节说。
So 16.
说在什么地方有嫉妒纷争，就在什么地方有扰乱和各样的坏事。
So where is envy and confusion, there is the evil things.
所以当教会你面临嫉妒纷争的时候，
So when the church is full of envy and conflict,
你不要也加在里面了。
Don't mingle yourself in it.
我们应该看得出来。
We must be able to discern
这是魔鬼的工作。
That this is the work of Satan.
不要因此而受伤了。
And do not be harmed because of it.
不要因此跟主耶稣赌气了。
Do not be at a standstill with Christ for it.
不要说我不来聚会了。
Don't say I will refuse to come.
教会那么没有爱心，我不来了。
This church is without love. I will not come.
这个是魔鬼的得胜。
This is how the devil wins.
这是自己的吃亏。
And you will be the one.
所以我们要紧紧的跟随主耶稣。
So we must follow Christ closely.
不要中了魔鬼的诡计。
And do not fall into the traps of the devil.
请看启示录第二章第十节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
你们将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监牢里，叫你们被试探。这里谈到魔鬼的第二种的诡计。
Here is the second scheme of the devil.
让人肉体受苦。
That we may suffer physically.
有时候被关在监牢。
Sometimes imprisoned.
有时候是生病了。
Sometimes sick.
这个有时候是魔鬼的诡计。
Sometimes this is the schemes of devil.
魔鬼的诡计应该被称作是试探吧。
The schemes of Satan is temptation.
但是中文圣经在这里讲说，你们是被试炼了。
But here it says that you are trialed.
就魔鬼来讲呢，他是要试探，要败坏我们。
For the devil, they want to tempt us, corrupt us.
但是都出于神的允许的话。
But if it's with the will of God,
这是要造就我们。
It is to edify us.
所以这个叫做试炼呢。
So it becomes a trial.
那么患难有一定的时间。
So there is a period for tribulation.
我们信心经过考验以后得胜的时候，患难就过去了。
That after our faith is tested and we have won victory, it will end.
大陆曾经有一个姐妹。
In the mainland China, there was a sister.
是教会的负责人。
She was the council member.
她被关在监牢了。
She was imprisoned.
为了教会。
For the sake of the church.
她被关监了。
She was put in jail.
她毫无惧怕。
But she was not afraid.
她在监牢里头。
In the prison,
跟保罗一样,
she was like Apostle Paul. She sang hymns and prayed.
让监牢的人感到稀奇,
that it brought a lot of curiosity to the prisoners.
借这个机会向他们传福音.
So she held on to the opportunity to preach to them.
结果监牢的人啊, 大概有五个人后来出监牢信主的。
So after she was released, about five more prisoners believed.
这个姐妹也一样, 最后也出监了。
And so this sister later on was released.
所以说魔鬼诡计很多。
So the devil has many schemes.
主耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus tells us.
杀你肉体，不能杀你灵魂的，不要怕。
Don't be afraid of those that can kill your body but not your soul.
只要我们信靠主耶稣。
As long as we believe in Jesus Christ.
魔鬼不能伤害我们的灵魂啊。
The Satan cannot touch us.
我们有信心的话。
If we have faith.
肉体虽然受到一些伤害。
Although our body may be harmed,
但是我们灵魂得救了。
But our soul is saved.
那么第十节这里又讲。
So verse 10 here.
你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
所以一个真正有信心的人。
So one who has true faith.
就是死也不改变他的信心。
Even until death will not change his faith.
所以主耶稣就应许说，我会赐给你们那生命的冠冕。
So Jesus Christ promised this crown of life to them.
这个冠冕是得胜的冠冕。
This crown is a crown of victory.
不是那个做君王的冠冕。
It's not a crown of king.
所以这个得胜很重要。
So victory is important.
得胜有什么好处呢？
Why do we need to win victory? 十一
节这里说。
Verse 11.
圣灵像众教会所说的，凡有耳朵的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.
得胜的人,
those who overcome,
将来灵魂啊, 是到天国去的,
your soul belongs to heaven,
不是下到地狱去的,
and not to hell.
下到地狱那是永远的刑罚,
the hell is eternal judgment.
非常的可怕,
It is extremely fearful.
有一位慕道的小姐,
there was a truth-seeking lady. She was in her 30s.
我看到她的时候,
when I saw her,
她的嘴唇是花黑的,
her lips her lips, she put on black lipsticks.
那么十个指甲呢, 都是花黑的,
and all of her 10 fingernails are black.
她有时候动不动就晕倒了,
and sometimes she would just faint out of nowhere. She cannot climb stairs.
她来聚会啊,爸爸又抱着她上楼。
And when she comes to the church, she needs to be carried by her father.
有一天啊, 她昏倒又醒过来。
One day she passed out, but she regained consciousness.
她跟她爸爸讲,
and she told her father,
爸爸,你要赶快让我受洗。
Father, allow me to be baptized quickly.
要不然我死了以后下地狱,那你说我多么冤枉啊。
Or else, after I died and I go to hell, then it will be very pitiful.
今生受苦,
that I have suffered much in this life and I have to suffer eternally. So in this way, she told her father that we have already know the truth and we know the importance to save our soul. I don't want to suffer the second death. Father, allow me to be baptized. Even a true seeker understands this importance. Today, why do we believe?
今生我们能够得到主的看顾。
Of course, in this life, we receive the guidance of the Lord. We have a direction in our life.
来世呢,
and in afterlife, we can enjoy the eternal blessing. This is very important.
所以从这段圣经,
so from this passage,
就让我们明白,
that we understand
为什么古圣徒要至死忠心,
why did the ancient saints
以至于死,
hold on to their faith until even death. The suffering of this world is temporary.
来世呢,
and only after life can we receive eternal riches.
所以在我们未来的日子里面,
so in our coming days,
我们不知道什么时候会有患难,
we do not know when we'll run into tribulation.
明天是阴天或晴天, 我们不知道,
tomorrow is if it's sunny or cloudy, we don't know.
但是我们只知道,
but we only know
主带着我们走,
that Jesus guides us.
不管将来发生什么事情,
no matter what happens,
哎, 我们相信主是我们最好的依靠,
we believe that God is our best
reliance. 所以我们就不担心未来要发生什么事情,
so we do not worry about what's going to happen in the future.
这就是我们信仰的喜乐的地方。
So this is the joy of our faith.
信心让我们喜乐,
our faith allows us to have joy.
信心让我们除去害怕,
our faith removes our fear.
所以我们要追求这个永不改变的信心。
So we must pursue this unchanging faith.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.